So I'm actually really, intrigued by something in the Parsha that I thought would be worthwhile to talk about. So a lot of the Parsha relates to Rivka meeting Yitzchak. And the Torah tells us when they finally meet, Vatisa Rivka es Eineha, that Rivka looks up and she sees, Vatera es Yitzchak, she sees Yitzchak, Vatipol me'al hagamal, and she falls over on the camel. So first of all, there's a little bit of a machlokas just al derech ha-pshat. Does it mean like Rashi implies his shmita atzma la'aretz, that she actually fell all the way to the ground, like she mamish fell off of her camel? Or the way that the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechai learned Targum Unglis, she didn't like really fall off, it meant that she just like moved over a little bit. She just like moved over, like she leaned a little bit, but she didn't actually fall off. In either Mahalich, so what exactly is going on? It's also not entirely clear if she fell off accidentally, or something happened and she was shocked and surprised and like, she just lost her balance and fell off? Or is it more intentional? Hishmita atzma la'aretz, did she sort of cause herself to fall? So I want to say a little bit about why she fell, and we're going to see a couple interesting mahalachim. The first mahalach, which is a mahalach which the Ramban himself seems to refer to, the Rashbam has as well, it's based in the Gemara in Psachim, Andav Gimel Amar Aleph, that some of us may have seen, that it was really a question of tznias. That when she was riding on the camel, so the camel was moving very, very quickly, the camel was moving at a pace, and she was riding it in a way, just the nature of what was happening, in a way that she was, I'm sure it was Beseder, it's Rivka Imenu, but when she saw Yitzchak, she wanted to be extra tzanua, and for that reason, she decided to like move over a little bit, just to reposition herself, to make sure that she would be as tzanua as possible. The Radak adds a little bit. It wasn't just her body positioning, but says the Radak, when she saw was Yitzchak, Hishmita Atzma, so some would say she was Sanua, and therefore she didn't fall off the animal entirely. She just moved over a little bit to reposition herself. The Radak says, no, Hishmita Atzma Me'al HaGamal V'Nafal Aretz, it was Tznias, but she actually got off of the camel for Tznias reasons. V'Lachat Tzifev V'Kistebo Paneha, she actually covered her face. Like, she really wants, like, before she met Yitzchak, to really present herself in the most tzanua way as possible. Okay, that's one mahalach. The second mahalach is something else. It tells us, we would say, the reason she fell off is less about Rivka and her tznias, and more about Yitzchak and Yitzchak's kedusha. The Medrash tells us, this is the Medrash quote in the Sefer Torah Shlema, that what did she see? Vatera es Yitzchak, what did she see? Ra'asa shchina lemala me'rosha, be'rosha. She saw the shchina was like right on top. It's a very, very intense vision that she had of the shchina, especially given that the previous pasuk, Vayetza Yitzchak lasuach basadeh, so that Chazal Darshan means that Yitzchak was going to daven mincha, so Yitzchak's davening, the shchina's over his head, and the kedusha of Yitzchak generated a result that she was, that in many ways she was very startled by it. The way the Netziv in this Mahalach, again, it's about the Kedusha of Yitzchak, but Odo Omeinu Mispalel, she saw him davening, Vaya'as Kimalach Elokim Nora Me'od. She was like totally like seeing an angel. That's what it was, the equivalent of. So why did she fall off? Me'rov Pachad Ve'ema. She was just so shocked. She was in awe, almost fearful of what she was seeing. So the first Mahalach says that it was more a function of Rivka, her desire for Tznias. The second Mahalach says it was more a function of Yitzchak and his Kedusha. There is a very wild Mahalach in the Medrash. It's a very wild Mahalach in the Medrash. There are a bunch of, I guess, I would say almost like a little bit more obscure Mekoros that develop a story taking place here that is far beyond what seems to be Al Derech HaPshat. And it's a very wild idea. Some even quote from the Zohar that there's a lot of hints and secrets, you know, going on in some of these stories. So what exactly is going on? So there is a Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni in the Medrash starts like this. Vayetza Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. There is a Mahalach out there that Yitzchak, post-Akeda, was somehow missing. It's beginning of this week's Parsha, or Rabbeinu Bechai, which is very well known. He's not there when Sarah Imenu gets buried. He's not giving a hesped for Sarah. Yitzchak, on some level, is missing. And Chazal have a tradition. The Medrash says that where was he? For 3 years, he was in Gan Eden. Some, we spoke about a different time, Alpi and Sifrei Kabbalah, based on Gemara Masechet Zvachim, and other places, that maybe even Avram went through with the Akedah, and Yitzchak came back in Tchias HaMesim. This is not the time at all for that. But at minimum, Yitzchak was Chai in Gan Eden for 3 years. So it says the Medrash, Vayetze, Yitzchak, Asuach, Basad, Vayetze from where? Mehechen Yatza, Mi Gan Eden. That Yitzchak's coming out of Gan Eden. So the Medrash describes the following story. It's very wild. Says the Medrash, Yitzchak's coming out from Gan Eden. Why? Because for 3 years, he had nothing shayach in this world. Nothing in this world is taking place. Finally, now he has a wife. He has to go back to this world and build things. So he's coming down. He's coming down from Gan Eden. Why v'tipo me'al ha'gamal, says the Medrash, says the Yalkut Shimoni? Because at that moment, so Rivka was zocha to a divine revelation. She was zocha to a bechina of nevuah. You know what she saw when she saw Yitzchak? Not really Yitzchak's kedusha at that point, but she saw that from them as a couple was going to come Esav. So says the Medrash, what ended up happening? Nizda'azeya, she got very shaken up, and she, again, it's a wild story. She fell off the camel. You know what happened when she fell off the camel? V'na'aseis, mukas eitz. She became a person, and she lost her simani besula. She lost her simani besula as a result. The Ribbono Shel Olam then comes in, and I'll explain to you what I think is behind some of this medrash in a little bit. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, wait a minute. Simani besula, we have to keep the simani besula. So he sends Gavriel HaMalach down to keep the simani besula. Okay. Yitzchak and Rivka then marry each other, and they have Bia on the first night. And Yitzchak discovers that Rivka is not a besula. And especially if she's very young, this is very, very surprising. She finds that she's not a besula. Okay. So Yitzchak says to Rivka, you're not a besula. And she says, Mukas 8. And he says, I don't believe that. Avadim Rachoshe. I'm Choshe the Avadim. You're with Eliezer, Eved Avram. Mistama Eliezer had Bia with you on the way over. And she says, not at all. Not at all what happened. Chashta me Eliezer. Yitzchak said, I think Eliezer is there. So you know what happened? He says, I take a shvua that I'm telling the truth. They went to that tree. They went to the place where she fell. Umatza, and they found the tree was savua dam. It was found that there was blood still there that they kept. They found the simani besula. Miyad yada yishay shehi tahora. She then, Yitzchak knew that she was tahora. What happened? He said, I was choshed in Eliezer. So the Medrash has a wild line. The Medrash says, you know what happens? The same way that Yitzchak left Gan Eden, when he was alive, there was a special schus. Eliezer was nichnas legan eden chai. Eliezer was enter gan eden chai because Yitzchak was choshed for him. This is what happened. This is a very, very wild, it's a very wild medrash. If I can for a moment take it one step wilder, comes to the Bali HaTosfos. The Bali HaTosfos in their Peirush al HaTorah, the Riva, is struck by the following. Vatipo me'al hagamal, what did she see that caused her to fall off? So this is in the Riva. It's also in the paper called the Minchas Yehuda al HaTorah. Says something absolutely wild. What did she see? L'fisha rasa Yitzchak shahaya ba migan Eden. She saw Yitzchak coming from Gan Eden. V'haya ba kederech shahamesim holchem. Yitzchak was walking the way dead people walk. Raglehem limala. His legs were on top and hands were on the bottom. What does that mean? What does that mean? Some read that even al derech drush. Rashi writes that what did she see? What did she see? Rasa oso hador, which Pashup Shah means she saw that he was very mechubad. Some say Rasa hador. Hador means hadran, going back to, backwards. She saw Yitzchak coming out, hands on top and feet on the top and hands in the bottom. Says the Chida. The Chida says, Zechid is gadol ve'eno muvan. I don't know what they're talking about at all. That he's walking with his hands on top. What exactly is going on here? What exactly is going on here? So I'll tell you what I think is going on here. Found part of this mahalach subsequently in the Shvilei Pinchas in Tafshin Ayin Aleph. But I'll tell you what I think is going on here. And we'll try to unpackage a pshat in the Medrash. The Gemara says, Mesech Baba Basra and Daf Yud, it's a Gemara Mesech Pesachim also. Those of us that are going to be learning Mesech Pesachim. The Gemara says, Ezu Ben Olam Haba. Who's a Ben Olam Haba? The Gemara says the Gemara, a person saw Olam Haba. My Chazis, says the Gemara. What do you see in Olam Haba? He said, Olam Hafach Ra'isi. I saw a backward, upside-down world. El Yonim Lamata, V'tachtonim Lamala. I saw people on top on the bottom and people on bottom on top. It's an upside-down world. What does that mean? So Rashi explains to Baba Basra, what that means is, I saw that there are wealthy people who are very mechubad in this world, but the next world, not that chashev. There are poorer people that don't get that much covet in this world, but in the next world they get a lot of covet. They get a lot of clarity, a lot of covet. That in many ways is an upside down world. So I assume that that's pshat in that Bali HaTosfos also. What does he mean? You saw the feet on top. He means Yitzchak's coming from where? He's coming from Olam Haba. He's coming from that world of Gan Eden. And a person that comes from that world has opposite perspectives than everybody else. Not literally his feet were on top, but his whole world was an upside down world. That what Yitzchak saw was a world that was totally different than the world that he saw before he went in. because suddenly he saw things as the Gemara in Baba Basra. You didn't see an Olam Hafach. Says the Gemara in Baba Basra, Olam Bara Ra'isa. You saw real clarity. You saw real clarity. You saw what looks to us like upside down, for him, was very, very clear. So I think part of what the Medrash is saying is follows. This meeting of Yitzhak and Rivka, and the reaction of Yitzhak and Rivka, is because what's taking place here is something beyond nature. This is a zivug, which is one that is way beyond what we could fathom. There's a lot of stories going on here. It's a Yitzchak who's coming from a different world. It's a Yitzchak who's coming, Migan Eden, with the real sense of clarity of all that is Kadosh. It's a Rivka which is met with a startling Metzias, which is from this person with all this Kedusha, is going to come in Esav. And that's very, very startling. And the Ribbono Shel Olam gets involved in their Zivug in a very real way. The Ribbono Shel Olam, by keeping the Simani Besula, by causing all these miraculous things, that in many ways, at least the way some Bali Machshava, I believe, say it, in the building of Klal Yisrael, in the building of these families, the Ribbono Shel Olam is playing an extremely active role. An extremely active role for all that's going to take place, to be able to take place. So it wasn't just that Rivka wants to be Tzanua or Yitzchak looked very holy. It's that there's a whole lot going on right now. A whole lot going on of the Kedusha of a Yitzchak, of a Rivka who's startled with the fact that an Esav can come from that Kedusha, and ultimately the need for a Ribbono Shel Olam to get involved so actively for this couple to be able to build what they were going to build. It was in many ways the Zivug that's going to have the unparalleled Kedusha of a Yitzchak and the Rivka who's aware of the realities of Esav. This, in many ways, like portends, this foreshadows a lot of the story in Parshas Toldos also, of a Yitzchak that's up in this world and a Rivka that gets the realities of an Esav which is coming out. And the Ribbono Shel Olam that has to play a role in facilitating a whole lot, causing, as Chazal say, Yitzchak to be blind so that he wouldn't catch up all these. Yitzchak's not in this world so much, and Rivka very much is. And that's a relationship which is going to be a very important one for the building of Klal Yisrael in many ways. Rivka does not stop, just fall off a camel. And she doesn't just see Yitzchak. She sees unparalleled Kedusha of an upside-down world. And she sees an Esav which comes out. And that's a startling thing to have to deal with as to how that's going to work. But with Ribbono Shel Olam's involvement in Chizuk, the Rivka that comes from Lavan's home and knows what's going on, the purity of the old Tumim of Yitzchak, so from there we can have a Yaakov Avinu, from there we can ensure it goes to a Yaakov Avinu and have a real Kedusha. Have a wonderful rest of your day.